Yesterday, we talked about the importance of delegation. Today, we're going to give you 10 actionable steps to make you a better delegator. Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. In this segment, guys, I'm going to try to give you the quick and dirty course on how to begin delegating effectively, some of the pitfalls you might fall into, and how you overcome the urge to go back in and take over. I'll share with you some techniques to maintain control so that you don't fall into that trap. So let's use a little simple example of delegation. After all, which is easier? Designing and writing a content for a brochure that promotes a new service that you just came up with. You've been spearheading it, you've come up with the idea, and now you need to do a brochure on it. Or having other members of your team do it. I mean, you know the content inside and out. You can spew out benefit statements in your sleep. It'd be relatively straightforward for you to go sit down and write it. It would even maybe even be fun. The question is, would it be a good use of your time? Well, on the surface, it's easier to do it yourself than explain the strategy behind that brochure to somebody else. There are two key reasons that mean it's probably better to delegate the task to someone else. First, if you have the ability to spearhead it and be the initiator and the designer, just like in the first segment, to lead, you're better off leading. You're better off coming up with new ideas and continuing to come up with more stuff. Start the fire, not sit here and tend it. By doing the work yourself, you're failing to make the best use of your time. Secondly, and we didn't talk about this in the first segment, by meaningfully involving other people in the project, you develop those people's skills and abilities. This means that next time a similar project comes along, you can delegate the task to them with a higher degree of confidence that it'll be done well, with much less involvement from you. Delegation allows you to make the best use of your time and skills, and it helps other people in the team grow and develop and reach their full potential and become greater assets to you. So, when you're delegating, I'm going to give you some tips here. First, clearly articulate the desired outcome. Notice I said outcome. And it's going to be important because I want to talk about that in a minute. We're not talking about the steps, we're talking about the outcome. Begin with the end in mind and specify the desired results. What do you want the end to look like? Two, clearly identify constraints and boundaries. Where are the lines of authority, responsibility, accountability, etc.? Should the person wait to be told what to do, ask what to do, recommend what should be done, and then act and then report results immediately, initiate action and then report periodically? They need to have boundaries. So if there's budgets associated with it, the budgets are associated with it, and you tell them the boundaries of the budgets if you're giving them a larger project. Put them inside of a box so that they know what they're supposed to do and that they come to you when they're supposed to or when they need to reach outside of that box. Third, where possible, include people in the delegation process. Empower them to decide what tasks are to be delegated to them and when. When you involve them in the planning, you don't just say, do this, but you actually say, I've got this to get done. What parts of it do you make sense? They will often step up, and being part of that process makes them take on more of the responsibility for what the outcome is. Fourth, match the amount of responsibility with the amount of authority. This is really something that I tell my managers. Ultimately, I say, you know, the buck's going to stop with you. So you can't give all the authority away and say, well, the buck's not with me anymore, it's with them. But you, as the ultimate leader, the entrepreneur here, you've got to learn to be able to also delegate the authority to them to make decisions to get and reach your desired outcome. Five, delegate it to the lowest possible organizational level. The people who are closest to the work are best suited for the task, and it helps develop people. Remember, we were talking before, we want to develop our people. So using the example we've got here, I've got this brochure that needs to be written. I am not going to necessarily go down to the lowest level employee and give them the task and delegate it there. I'm going to reach to my vice president and say, I need this done. I also don't want him to go and write it himself. I want him to move it to the lowest level. We need to develop our people. and having him do such a task as designing a brochure doesn't make any sense. 6, provide adequate support and be available to answer questions. Ensure the project's success through ongoing communication. So don't just hand it off and then the day that you're expecting it come back and go, where is it? And then you're suddenly looking at it, this isn't what I wanted. Look at it, monitor along the way that you're getting it done. So you're going to have to manage this, not micromanage it, but you're going to have to manage the process to make sure that the task is getting completed. This is how we successfully delegate. 7, focus on results. Concern yourself with what is accomplished rather than the detail of how it should be done. What is the outcome, not how did they get there? Your way is not necessarily the only or even the best way. Allow the person who's been delegated to control his own methods and processes. This will facilitate success and trust, and it makes them critically think. Again, we're developing the people and allowing them to come up with the way that they're going to get it done is really important. 8, avoid upward delegation. If there's a problem, don't allow the person to shift responsibility back to you. So they come to you with a question, and rather than just simply answering the question, and they come to you with a problem, and rather than simply solving the problem, you ask them for recommended solutions. How do we solve that problem? And let them participate in it rather than pushing the problem back to you. Build motivation and commitment. It's actually 9. Discuss how success will impact financial rewards, future opportunities, informal recognition, other desirable consequences, and provide recognition where deserved. So when you delegate to somebody, they do a good job, you definitely need to recognize them. The way that you get commitment is by getting buy-in. So don't just simply give them the task. Explain to them the importance of the task, why it's important. In this particular case, this brochure is going to help us launch this new service, and it's going to be used to explain to customers, And that will get a higher level of commitment from the person that's working on it because they understand how this project or task ties into the success of the organization. And then lastly, establish and maintain control. This is going to help you from falling back into wanting to take it over and do it yourself. Discuss timelines and deadlines. Be clear. I need it by Wednesday. I need it by etc. Agree on a schedule of checkpoints. If it's a longer project, I want to see this by Wednesday. I want to see this by Friday. I need to see this by the 15th of next month. When we move higher up, we begin managing these projects at a much different level. We're not talking about a simple brochure. We're talking about a launch of an entirely new service, and I'm delegating to my vice president of operations that I want this service launched. I need him to work with the sales department to get the brochures in place. I need all the systems in place, etc. Make adjustments as necessary. So in that being available for communication, as things are coming along, as problems crop up as they might, be there to talk about it and be willing to make adjustments to how we're going to do it. And take time. If you're directly delegating it and people are giving you back work, they may be waiting for you to look at it so that they can take the next step. Take the time to review any submitted work that they give you. Don't hold them up and don't be the reason that they miss a deadline because they're looking for feedback from you. So considering all of these key points prior and during the delegation process, you'll find that you can delegate more successfully. We all know as managers that we shouldn't micromanage. It doesn't mean we have to abdicate control altogether. We don't lose control when we're delegating, but we have to find the right balance between giving enough space for people to use their abilities to their best effect while still monitoring and supporting in closely enough to ensure that the job's done correctly. You know, at first sight, delegation can feel a lot more hassle than it's worth. I mean, it would have been a whole lot quicker to sit here and just type up the document and build the brochure. However, by delegating effectively, you can hugely expand the amount of work that you can deliver. When you arrange the workload so that you're working on tasks that have the highest priority for you and that other people are working on meaningful and challenging assignments, you have a recipe for success. To delegate effectively, you have to choose the right tasks to delegate, the ones that you don't need to be doing, identify the right people to delegate them to, and then delegate in the right way. There's a lot to this, but you will achieve so much more once you're delegating effectively. cannot tell you how important, I must emphasize again and again, how important delegation is to your success as an entrepreneur, to your success as a manager, to your success in moving up the corporate ladder. Delegation is the job of management. It's the untrained part that we all need to learn. I highly recommend that you go out and look into some resources on delegation. There are some great ones out there, because if you're going to advance and be great and grow as an entrepreneur, the number one thing you have to master is the art of delegation. So invest in yourself. Just like you would invest in an employee, you need to invest in yourself. Well, that pretty much wraps it up, guys. If you got any questions about delegation, hit that voice message button on the Anchor app, and I'll try to answer your questions in an upcoming show, or send me a tweet. Have a great day, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Daily Drive, and hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, and or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow.